Congratulations, you've made an excellent life choice today. You're displaying strong character and good taste by tuning into this infotainment web zone. We're poorly informed and highly opinionated. This is Idiots Discuss the Universe.
Yeah, you stupid intern. Where's our coffee?
And the engineer is intoxicated. He's only about halfway through his survival coffee.
I got too high.
Check, check, check.
I'm drowning my sorrows in RSO. And you take too much and see how it goes. And then you roll the dice, and then you get too high. But I'm having a good time.
Yeah.
So
what kind of RSO did you do? Was this just over the counter, or was this just some guy gave you some?
I found it in my room.
I found it in my room.
Found it. It was a sample.
Oh, okay, right on.
You know,
right
that on. I was like, oh.
Was it one of those clear samples, or was it? It was a dark one.
Like the consistency of the oil?
Yeah.
It was dark.
Oh, yeah. So it was good stuff.
It's real. It's real stuff.
It wasn't that chai-flavored business that
no,
they were giving out.
No, not that bullshit. It's like
I like that bullshit. I'm not shit-talking that chai stuff, but it's not RSO. Really,
no.
Like what I'm thinking of.
Yeah.
I'm getting a little bit of...
There was one thing I ate this morning, and that was an orange, and it really picked up my day, and...
Now, Betty Ford was Gerald Ford's wife who started that celebrity rehab. She was the person that started celebrity rehab.
Oh, what? Weird.
And speaking of celebrities and just the hoo-ha of the showbiz life spin.
Yeah, the Russell Bustle.
The Russell Bustle, yes, indeed.
As they call it.
Yes, indeed. As someone that lives within the hallowed grounds of that Russell Bustle.
Yep, the old tallywag.
Old Spenny.
Yep.
Old Spenny from the block out there making the music monies every day.
Every day
working it.
Every day stacking up
probably five
change.
Days, 5 days a week. Meat wagon 2 days and then music wagon.
But on the meat days, I'm thinking about music.
Right.
And I'm hanging out with my bandmates. Mm.
It's still meat wagon.
I'm still deep in the,
deep
in the grease.
Deep in the meat. But you're working the other way. But we're gonna play a fun game with you, Spenny, because I know that your knowledge and your opines on music are vast and subtle, complex and
yes,
broad.
That's right.
And deeply and influential deeply, to
yes.
those you know
yes.
and those that you have yet to meet. And it's a true joy to share that with our audience every week here on Idiots Discuss the Universe. I am the humble Craig who facilitates that process.
Whoa.
And in doing so...
That was so eloquent.
In doing so this week, I have come up with a fun game.
All right. Okay.
And the game is called The Grammys versus Spenny.
Okay. I like this. I'm going to take them down.
Well, yeah.
I'm taking the Grammys down. I'm choking them out in the third.
Well, first of all, let's talk about the Grammys a little bit. So how were the Grammys figured out? Do you know?
Isn't there a shadowy council that sort of this year we want the children to be shaking their rumps for our evil ways. I don't know.
Okay.
But I mean, there's a shadowy council.
So no, you don't really know how.
Is that not how it is? Is
that
a good guess?
There is a little bit of controversy for sure about it. But generally, it's kind of like the Academy Awards. Like, once you get a Grammy or you're accomplished in your field to some degree, you can vote for the Grammys.
Oh, okay. Right? I didn't know that's how it worked.
And then if you're a country person, you can vote for the country specific stuff.
Oh, I see.
You know, so it's kind of that way. You can pick some genre. You can vote in one genre and then all the broad stuff. usually if you're one of the persons that's voting for it.
So you had to have already gotten one to be able to vote?
No, no, not necessarily that. You can also be like a record executive or, you know, if you were like...
Power.
Yeah, like the Beatles never won one, but like Paul McCartney could vote if he wanted to. You know what I'm saying? Or being nominated, of course, you get on it as well. You know what I'm saying? Like Post Malone for sure can do it now.
Gotcha.
And then that is all contabulated by some service that delivers the envelopes to the ceremony sealed, and nobody knows like who the winner is. And they go through a period of nominations where like everybody can just nominate whoever they want, and then they take the top of that, and then everybody gets to vote again in the same way, you know, towards who the actual winners will be. And then nobody knows what that is until Grammy night.
Okay.
Of course, you know, people complain about the Grammys because they're like, they're putting in the people that they want to put in. And sometimes, you know, they're just like stacking the deck a little bit. The music companies, you know, and the people that are like influential tend to like get on the Grammys a lot more. Mm-hmm. And it's, I don't know, it's just, there's a lot of people crying foul in the same way they cry with the Academy Awards and every awards thing, because it is kind of like bullshit.
It sounds like U.S. politics, too.
Yeah, like it's just trying to rank art in a way just inherently like problematic and prickish.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? And you're going to get a lot of people unhappy no matter what, you know. And it does also lend itself, once people start paying attention to your arbitrary ratings of things, like it's easy to use that to manipulate those people further by throwing in things that you're going to make a whole bunch of money off. You know what I'm saying? That sort of thing. But anyway,
absolutely,
all of that aside, it's going to be fun because we're going to pick a year from when the Grammy started to say, I don't know, I don't want to go too soon because I think that it might be too easy for you to pick out who the winner was. Okay. But go up to say like 2005 maybe or somewhere in there.
Right.
Or like just pick a fun year. You know, anything from 1959, because that's when it started.
Okay.
So if you could pick, like, something deep in the 60s, because then you may not know the songs at all.
Okay.
But what we're going to do is we're going to listen to the five nominees, and then you're going to try to pick...
The winner. This is a cool game.
Okay?
And
see if it agrees with the illustrious Grammy Council.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Okay, so
all right, yeah.
So it's all up to you. I guess we could kind of like randomly generate a year if you wanted to.
1969. Yep, that's the one, and not because of the illicit sex act, you children out there, you inappropriate fools. It's because that's the year.
So can you see can you see the things on my screen right now? Can you read that?
Yeah, sort of.
Okay.
I mean, it's a little
you're going to have to put on the safety shades then.
Safety shades.
Just while we're looking at it, just for a second, so you can't see what the songs are or who the winner of the.
What the fuck?
They're just reading glasses, they'll totally blur. You're going to be able to see what's going on here.
No,
you can't see this at all.
Couldn't I just look away though?
Yeah, but I don't
this
trust.
This seems like.
But I don't trust
humiliation on top of.
I don't trust you. Is the reason why. So
okay.
Leave them on. Leave them on.
All right.
Leave them on.
I don't even want to look at it. They're giving me a headache. These glasses. How do people fucking...
Well, look at something close.
Well,
Get close to your screen and it'll make it really big.
I'm just not looking. I'm just going to close my eyes. That's better. 1969. It was the summer of 69.
We're gonna cut all this out.
Oh, what? This is the best part. Oh man.
Okay, this is the best part. I'm just writing them down because I didn't have it all memorized.
These are
some good ones. These are some good ones.
There's so many good albums out there. That's always rung out as a year. It stuck out as a year for me in music, where it's just one of those. Same with 2008, right? How we've. Talked about that before.
Yeah.
69. There's 69. Been 92, obviously, because that's the year I was born. But then I'm also like, damn, there's a bunch of sick albums that I love that were released in 92. I don't know. There's some other ones.
69 is a great one. I mean, my big ones, I would say, for like years are 1957, 1967, 1964. 1971, mm-hmm. and that's probably because that was the year I was born, but 1971, yeah. 1984.
So 71 would have been like Zeppelin 3?
Zeppelin 3 and 4.
3 and 4. That's pretty sick.
A couple Black Sabbath albums.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Probably some Judas Priest. Maybe not.
Not 71. Yeah. But there's a lot of like... Yeah, there's just some great stuff that year.
Yeah.
But anyway, we're going to do 1969, which is no doubt, Spenny, that's a great year.
Yeah.
That's a great fucking year.
Hell
yeah.
It's
kind of a year in transition where the heavy-duty hippie stuff was kind of like fading, and then mm-hmm. that FM, A&R, and the hard rock thing is starting to kind of come into its own a little bit.
Yep.
But it's still got a death, like pop culture still got this death hold on pop music where I think you're going to be really shocked at like the nominees to some degree.
But okay.
We're going to go totally.
Could I guess even some nominees beforehand?
Yeah.
Would that be okay?
And also one more thing before we get started. We are doing not song of the year. We are doing record of the year. And record of the year means the track recorded by the artist and the engineer and the producer and all that stuff, but it's not necessarily the song writing of the year, because they will also reward the best song of the year for the songwriter. And they're separate things.
So it's full album?
No, this is just one song. Record of the year is just one song.
Okay.
So go ahead and make some guesses.
Creedence.
No.
Zeppelin.
No.
Fuck. Crosby.
No.
Stills and Nash. Yeah. Fuck. Damn. What else came out in 16? Was it the Doors still around? No. Doors.
Barely. No. But they're not on here.
Okay. I know it's not the Beatles.
Yeah. Beatles.
Beatles is one.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay. Beatles. Yeah. Okay. Sick. I thought before you were like they never won one. But they got nominated.
Yeah.
Okay, cool, yeah.
So there that just ruined that one. Okay, we know that one's not one. But
well,
anyway,
I'm trying to put the clues together.
That's right. God, I just inadvertently just ruined it.
You thought I was high, but really I'm a big brain
bastard.
For D chess.
I shouldn't have brought anything up because he would have totally forgotten that he had figured that out.
Wait, what are we talking about?
Okay, any other guesses? Any other ones?
No, that's
there's
all
a couple old gold people. There's one Ooh. Old gold artist that is on here. Not the song that we did, but he is
Bob
an artist.
Dylan.
No? That's a good guess.
Willie Nelson.
No, that's not a good guess. No. Anyway, we'll get to it. All right, so the first one is the song that I know the least. I'm sure I'll know it the minute that I hear it.
Okay.
But it's the song Honey by Bobby Goldsboro.
Bobby Goldsboro?
I'm sure it's a
song. Have you heard of that guy?
I've heard that name before, and I cannot place this song exactly, but I'm sure that once I hear it, I'll know it.
Whoa, look at this guy. Oh, he kind of looks like he's got the mustache. He's got the Lionel Richie thing going on.
Oh, nice.
All right. Well, yeah, let's check it out. I have no idea who this person is.
This is the first nominee, and this is Bobby Goldsboro, Honey, 1969.
All right, let's do it.
See the tree, how big it's grown, but friend, it hasn't been too long, it wasn't big. I laughed at her, and she got mad, the first day that she planted it was just a twig. Then the first snow came and she ran out to brush the snow away so it wouldn't die. Came running in, all excited, slipped and almost hurt herself, and I laughed till I cried. She was always young at heart, kinda dumb and kinda smart, and I loved her so. And I surprised her with a puppy, kept me up all Christmas Eve 2 years ago. And it would sure embarrass her when I came in from working late, 'cause I would know that she'd been sitting there and crying over some sad and silly late, late show. And honey, I miss you, and I'm being good. and I'd love to be with you. If only I could. She wrecked the car and she was sad. So
oh. Wow.
He just didn't stop.
It didn't stop.
It just didn't.
It didn't stop. And I mean, initially I kind of liked the vibe of it. You know, those Star Trek singers in the background were real nice. And
yeah.
Yeah, but then that honey do what honey likes and honey's own.
I don't know.
But
man.
She died.
Did she? Is that what happened?
I think she died.
Yeah. No, I think that's
angels
what happened.
The angels came.
The angels came and now she's gone and I feel much better.
So now we are very clear now on what Honey by Bobby Goldsboro is. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay. That was, I mean, should we talk about it now? Or are we going to save it? Why do we need to talk about it?
There's nothing to really say.
There's
about
not
that.
A lot to not say
really about that.
I hope it's not that. I hope that's not the one because that was a snoozeroo. And I'm not even saying that as like a millennial thinks old music's boring. Like plenty of older music.
The
but
rest
that was
of these,
just,
the rest of these all slap. I mean, they I, do. I,
you,
I know
you're
for
familiar
a fa-
with them?
I know for a fact the other four of these slap for sure.
Okay,
yeah, for
okay,
sure.
They
so,
slap good.
Yeah. So that was the only one that was in question, and that was a treat for me because I have heard that, but not since I was like delivering pizzas and listening to the oldie station in Casper, Wyoming. But
yeah.
I remember that fucking song.
No, it's not a bad song. There's something with his inflection where it's just like this guy who's sort of singing about some things that kind of happened a while ago. It's just like also like. Safe or something. It's like safe in the 60s. You know what I mean? Like
it's
you know he's on cocaine and he's like beats women for sure. But
no, he's on
he
like
sounds...
like weird German speed. I'm sure he's like a pill kind.
Pill guy.
He's a pill guy.
Yeah.
He doesn't think he does drugs.
Right.
He's one of those.
Right. No, I don't do drugs. No.
Fuck those cokeheads.
Yeah.
Fuck them.
Yeah. Exactly. They're ruining the city.
Speaking of one of those people just fucked up on drugs.
Yeah.
We're moving on to Glenn Campbell.
Oh.
He is the guy that we covered in Old Gold.
Yeah.
Yeah, but we didn't cover this song, and this is perhaps like his other greatest song.
His crowning achievement?
Maybe his crowning achievement. Some people would say. There are those that would say. And I think you know this one too, but Wichita Lineman by Glenn Campbell.
Oh, yeah.
It's a great fucking tune.
Let's jam it.
And let's jam it.
Yeah, we've definitely heard this before. Okay, cool. Hail ye.
I am a lineman for the county, and I drive the main road, searching in the sun for another overload. I hear you singing in the wire, I can hear you through the whine. And the Wichita lineman is still on the line. I know I need a small vacation, but it don't look like rain. And if it snows, that stretch down south won't ever stand the strain. And I need you more than want you. And I want you for all time. And the Wichita lineman is still on the line.
Boy,
Wichita lineman
headed down. Wichita lineman headed down the road to Comaville. After those two songs back to back, man, wow.
Yeah, that I liked Wichita lineman a lot more.
It's a beautifully written song, and just like so.
That one's a great song. They are both kind of snoozy as far as just like the
volume.
Back then.
Just audio, audio volume.
It's all the strings and like the drums are in one ear kind of a thing. And he's not really belting it that loud.
No.
Ever.
No.
You know? But yeah, it's smooth.
Yeah.
Smooth.
It's such
stuff.
An odd melody that it's such an odd and beautiful melody to it. You know, it kind of always catches me off guard, kind of the notes that he hits with it, you know.
It doesn't sound like, I was reading the bio on Spotify and he's an LA dude. I always forget about that.
Yeah.
I was like, oh.
And it's so trippy. I mean, especially it's like for being like a country song, it's got all that late 60s production to it, that it's got that weird like chimey thing going on or whatever. It's a cool song.
Yeah.
All right. So moving on. We were kind of staying like the country western sphere for this next one. And this is like one of my favorite story songs of all time. It's just really funny. My mom always thought this was super funny song. But we're going to play Harper Valley PTA by Jeannie C. Riley.
All right. So I'm starting to realize some things about just some realizations about the Grammys as far as how it would work if people, we're talking about the people voting in 1969. Mm-hmm. It's probably the establishment that's been around since like the 40s kind of a thing. Yes. So it's like, it's like things that appeals to that establishment taste.
Right.
Right.
I mean, the voters here are probably mostly from like 1950 onward.
Right.
You know, those are the people, like some in the 40s still, you know, that are still voting on this sort of stuff. So you're going to find that common, you know, it's very splintered. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like half of the voting people voted, I think, for these sort of songs, you know. And then there are, like, you'll see as we get further into it, it does change a little bit. You can see that there's like a youth movement too, but even those choices are very tempered by the kind of to get through that gatekeeper. And the thing is still happening today to some degree.
Sure.
Even though the wokeness of the world has really like made
it's a different
more
group
like,
of people though. Like a lot of people had to have died, you know.
But again, like it is voting. A lot of like, there's a lot of people from like the 90s music that are voting in today's Grammys.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Because
right.
they were nominees in the 90s. And so they're voting in today's Grammys. And so that influences it in a way too.
Totally.
Where like people like, you know, Rumor aren't nominated for a Grammy.
Right.
You know, they're not going to be nominated for maybe ever.
Right.
You know
what
I'm saying?
Totally.
But if it was just all super like this year people that were voting, then he would have a hell of a lot better chance.
Right.
You dig?
Right. I see what you're saying.
And the Ariana Grande's, you know, she's broad enough appeal that like she appeals to the 90s people too.
Right.
You know, she appeals to the people that like Destiny's Child.
Exactly.
Like Ariana Grande.
Exactly.
Yeah. So it makes sense. That's why they're the big winners.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, let's move on to Harper Valley BTA. Just a super fun song.
This Jeannie C. Riley is a real dull drink of water.
I'm sure you have heard this song at the shop because I put this on my mix. So
okay.
I would always make everybody listen to.
All right. Well, let's check it out.
You never paid attention to it.
No,
I'm sure.
Never did.
But
never
now more. Listen to the words, Benny. Your delirium. In your delirium, try to focus.
Words.
There's sex. There's sex in this.
Oh, okay.
So,
okay.
Try to focus.
Okay. Here we go.
Johnson, you're wearing your dress is way too high. It's reported you've been drinking and are running around with men and going wild. And we don't believe you ought to be bringing up your little girl this way. And it was signed by the secretary, Harper Valley PTA. Surprised when Mrs. Johnson wore her mini skirt into the room. And as she walked up to the blackboard, I can still recall the words she had to say.
Things were simpler. They were simpler times.
They were simpler times.
And I wish that I was around for them.
Yeah.
Because it sounds fun. You know?
What did you think of that song?
It's good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The guitar playing is pretty amazing in it, too.
Yeah.
You know, really, like, it's that totally expressive, like, playing along. It's just really...
Well, it was cool. Really easy to follow the words.
Oh,
you
yeah.
Know?
Yeah.
Whereas other times, you know, it was just perfectly mixed and set up and everything so that it was just, like, story over, you know. Like, the story is... And her delivery is very much the focal part of the song rather than, like, the guitar.
Right.
I mean, which is still good and everything.
The guitar totally
great.
Just, like...
Just like kind of colors
accompanies the narrative,
the sprinkles, yeah.
That solo technique because it changes a little bit, you know, and it does like do like comedic breaks,
right? And
like,
they keep changing keys, like they'll go up a whole step or something, and
building the tension of
that was cool.
Yeah, no, it's really pretty ingenious songwriting. The whole thing around it's just a really ingenious little pop gem.
That's very cool.
That did great. So now we're going to move on to the last two. Both of them kind of classics, at least in the Craig book, as far as just like singles of all time sort of thing. So the next one is, and we got to be careful to get the right version of this because there's a lot of flotsam and jetsam floating around to this.
Okay.
But Mrs. Robinson by Simon and Garfunkel.
Mrs. Robinson.
But we want the single version.
Mrs. Robinson. I've always wondered who that was by. Robinson. Why you gotta... Is it like the Mrs., like MRS or whatever?
Yes, Mrs. MRS.
MRS. Robinson. Mrs. Robinson from The Graduate?
Yes.
Soundtrack? All right.
I don't know if it is, but it has to be
1968. It's probably the one, right? From The Graduate.
Yeah, we'll make sure that I play the right version. This may not be the right version because I remember the soundtrack has like a really kind of worked up weird version, and it was not the single of this song. So let's just check it out. But we're definitely, folks at home are definitely going to hear the right version of the song. So let's check it out here then. In the headphones, man, it's just goddamn. Roy Halley was just such an engineer, dude.
Is that the guy who did it?
The guy that did the sound for like some of these Simon and Garfunkel albums are just so.
Yeah, wild. That was awesome.
Yeah,
that was great. Yeah, I hadn't heard it in years.
And the subtle harmonies in the background, you know, that like, oh man, it's just so cool.
Yeah, it's another level of craft, and I'm starting to see. What the
not the Academy, but the people at the time voting, like what they're favoring, you know?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And I definitely like think I would hold their opinion in high esteem, if that makes sense, or at least like I can see that they're trying to be like refined or you know, I agree with that. All of these are good songs.
They're trying to make good choices.
Yeah, they're trying to make good choices.
Timeless. They're trying to make timeless choices in a way.
Yeah.
You know, it feels like.
Yeah.
But it varies year to year. You know, so in a certain sense, like this is just an odd, in a way, it's an odd year from some of the other ones that I looked at because it's, and other times it's like.
But they all are pretty like safe. Right?
It's weird. It gets weird. It gets weird.
What's the fifth? Because it's the Beatles, right?
Well, the fifth one. This year is like, see, this is not necessarily an example of how the normal year of the Grammy nominees work.
Okay,
is what I'm saying.
Oh, I see.
In this sense, in this period of the Grammys, you're absolutely right that they were trying to pick these timeless, because like you can look at the late 60s and it's not the bands you think of in the late 60s. Even in the early 70s, the bands that are winning the Grammys are not the bands you think of being the biggest bands in the world, because it's a different group of people that are voting on shit.
Gotcha.
You know, so it, but they're great songs still, you know. They're just these AM radio gems, you know. But
they're
grandma music. Grandma can listen to it and be like, oh, that Mrs. Robinson.
Exactly. It's safe for the whole family.
They're singing about Jesus.
Yeah.
Jesus loves
him. What did happen to Joe DiMaggio? He was a good player.
And speaking of like quasi-religious sounding songs, we're going to play one by the Fab Four Beatles.
Ooh.
Spenny loves Beatles. Everybody loves Beatles.
We all do.
And this is one that we've heard enough times. Good Lord knows we have, but we're going to hear it again.
I
haven't really listened to it in a long time, and it's a great tune. It's just a great tune. It's Hey Jude by the Beatles.
All right, let's do
it. You were thinking it's going to be Let It Be.
I was going to Come Together.
Oh, that's later. That's 1971.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Hey Jude, don't make it bad. Take a sad song and make it better. Remember to let her into your heart, then you can start to make it better. Hey Jude, don't be afraid. You were made to
seconds left.
Yeah, no, you don't get the end bit that he screams.
What does he scream at the end?
It doesn't matter.
It just happened. It was so long. I forget that song was 7 minutes long, and 4 minutes is just that part. What? Yeah.
It's fucking great, though.
It is great. It is great. That's great, dude. That takes balls. It's great. But it's like the sitting and listening value of that last half. It's like it does kind of like start to hypnotize you, right? But then I felt myself getting frustrated.
Well, there was of course like a single edit of that. Right. That's the LP version.
I guess
you
so.
Know you're
yeah.
just you're just a little deep tracks on it. You know, and yeah, you could have got the shorter version of it, but
I didn't know which one to pick because it's all from like weird compilations on Spotify.
Yeah, that's a tough one too. These songs have just been so like you know, especially when there's an album version and then a single version.
Yeah,
and Miss Robinson's like the same thing, kind of. The other ones are all pretty much. Bunch established. So, but that's those are the contenders. Okay, so let's work through them one more time.
Okay, Bobby,
we've got Honey by Bobby.
Okay,
remember that one? That was a stinker.
That was a stinker. Okay. I hope it's not that one, but it might be.
Well, this think about which one you want to be the winner. Oh. You already know. You already know which one you're going to pick.
Yeah,
just without a question.
I mean, okay. Probably Hey Jude.
Wichita Lineman. Glenn Campbell,
pretty good.
Harper Valley PTA by Jeannie C. Riley, Mrs. Robinson by Simon and Garfunkel, and Hey Jude by the Beatles. Okay, so first of all, we don't want to slant it, of course. So we have to get the Spenny pick. So like, just don't pick. Don't be boring and stoned and just pick one. You got to kind of talk your way through why you don't like ones. And,
okay,
you know
okay,
saying?
I can
like,
do it.
Maybe rank it a little bit. Okay. Do something.
What am I being boring and stoned? I'm trying here.
No, I'm just trying to be funny.
Okay.
God damn.
Okay, sorry.
God damn.
It's all like, right, I'm high.
Craig and the Pincushion is what we're gonna rename this as.
All right, okay, I'm sorry.
Victims Anonymous podcast.
Yeah, it's terrible. It's abuse. It's abuse.
a little abuse.
It's abuse on a podcast. but
it probably is. Yeah. I mean, literally, if people like went through and listened, they would probably find some abuse.
They probably
on both might. Sides.
No. Just one. I'm the victim always, and you never forget it. You never forget it.
Don't sweat on me. Don't sweat.
I'm gonna go red again. When I go red, I make a mess. I'm gonna make you do a mess.
I'm gonna punch some tater chips.
Stupid. And then he eats them. Oh, man, we're fucking going to hell. Okay,
we are. Right.
But yeah, so I would say number five, the lowest one, would be the Bobby, the Honey song. That one was a big old snoozerino.
Spenny didn't like that one, and why he didn't, no one knows, but he didn't like it.
Yo, I told you why.
Okay.
Because it was boring, and the guy was just kind of like, the delivery, I don't know, whatever it was just kind of like, it just didn't really grab me. But didn't really grab me. Nice try, Bobby. But then I would put the lady
Harper Valley next.
Harper Valley PTA. I really did like that one,
but it's the least songy.
It's kind of novel. Like you're sitting there like listening to the story and like, but once you know how it goes and you're kind of like, okay, I got.
You just don't like talking it over. You don't like talking over
I'm like,
music.
Shut up. You shut.
Even though you're a rapper, you don't like white people talking over.
No.
Even though you're one of them.
Oh, there's plenty of self-loathing there.
Yeah, there's something going on.
No, because I don't like when I can like really easily understand.
That's why I pick so many of those songs, you know, is because I know that you don't like it.
And I know that is
podcasting.
I know that's why.
But then you like them most of the time, like the truck driving song.
Jokes on you. No, I do like them because I don't actually because that's you're saying
you
stereotypes
like,
about me.
You just like put them in like the cartoon. You put them. You're like the old time mom or dad in like the 70s. That like, yeah, that's just a cartoon. It's not like that. We can't take that serious. You know, it's comic book stuff. That's
not
real. That's not real stuff, dude.
No, I'm not.
Come on, Craig. No. That's like my dad. Come on, Craig.
No,
like,
I listen
we're not watching cartoons.
It's a
at
nice
night.
Little song about the PTA, you know?
I get you.
It's a nice little song, and I think it's great.
I know. And I asked you what you thought, and you're telling me what you thought,
so
and it's
I'm
completely
getting,
legitimate.
I'm getting a bunch
but,
of
like, man, you're
heat.
Still going to get some heat.
I'm getting a bunch of heat for it. And then Glenn Campbell.
I just look over there, and those eyes are just so barely open.
I'm really trying. It just makes you mad, huh?
It's like an iron poker in the fire again. Just like, oh, yeah, give him some more shit.
Okay, so, all right.
He's trying to open it. He's trying to keep his eyes more open now. It's even creepier.
Oh, man.
So then Glenn Campbell.
Then Glenn Campbell. Because that was a very interesting song. Then I would put, because I'm just kind of like, you know, the Beatles, they were just kind of, they took it too long. They took it too much time with their precious Beatles time. I'm going to put them second. And then Miss Robinson at the top.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's it. I don't know about the ranking of the other songs.
Sure.
But like you and the Academy or the Grammys agree.
You know what?
1969,
you know,
Simon and Garfunkel, Mrs. Robinson won the record of the year.
Because that was the one that was the only one out of these other than the Beatles, which I had the clue from before. Because or else I might have picked the Beatles.
Oh, I really got lucky.
Because I was just going off of like A.
I came back and bit my eye. I'd forgotten.
Well, we got to do this again. This is fun. But A, the Mrs. Robinson song is the one that I remember the most. And I think it's the most universal as far as.
And see,
you know,
this is the one that I think maybe even tonight we could do another one where you quiz me because I don't know them.
Oh, let's do it.
And you could pick a more...
Let's do a more recent year.
Well, I get to pick the year.
Oh, you get to pick the year.
But it's fun in the summertime.
It is fun in the sun, in the summertime, springtime. Yeah. But also I remember seeing that it was on the soundtrack to The Graduate. And I'm like, oh, those songs that are like with the movies.
Uh-huh.
They tend to do well. You got the whole weight of the industry. Like, you really get a big
push. And that was a huge, huge movie.
Yeah.
You know,
so
that might have even won movie of the year that year, too. Yeah. I don't know.
It's possible.
And the fun thing about that song is it was never meant to be for the movie.
Huh.
They were...
Didn't they write the soundtrack? To that?
They did write the soundtrack, and they were just fucking around, like at some point when they came to visit the set, mm-hmm. and they just started singing a song about Mrs. Robinson, just as like a joke, and they're like, "Oh yeah, that's it right there," and then they turned it into that.
Weird, huh.
I think in my estimation too, that by far is like the best of those songs.
Yeah.
Hey Jude is great for sure. Harper Valley and Glenn Campbell. Honey, I don't really understand how that got there. There's just so many better songs of 1969, I think, that should have made it on
there.
The
guy must have had some like weird hype around him or something.
It could have been tied in with a movie or a TV show or something because it's so story oriented.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of them that are super story oriented. Maybe that was just like a fad thing going on.
Maybe.
And in the way that they might look at like last year's and be like, oh, trap rap was just kind of a thing that year. So they put a lot of it on there. And mm-hmm. like, we don't know why. Now.
Right. We look
they
back.
Did. It's on there. But we don't know why. Just like disco, like 60, right. like 78. Like, well, there's good disco, but like that's a lot of disco, and it's not better than this other stuff. And there's just a lot of it these couple of years, and why we don't really know.
You had to be there.
It was a fad. You had to be there.
Yeah,
yeah. And I think that maybe those like people telling you a story with an acoustic guitar was like something that triggered something in like the 30-year-old dude at that time that was not a hippie. You know, there was some sort of like just getting back from NAMM and I want somebody to tell me a story on a guitar.
Yeah,
maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know what it was, but it was a thing.
Yeah, because it was probably more nostalgic for those people.
It
like,
was a thing after the Korean War, too. Because it was big in like the late 50s, and then it kind of died off, and then it was big again in the late 60s.
So after war, people like acoustic guitar because it's like nice
story
and peaceful.
Songs.
Oh, stories.
Story songs. So Wichita Lineman is a story song, but it's real singing. That's real singing there.
That's real singing. Well, we got a little. I'm sorry, I shouldn't have said that.
You can't say that one. That's off the fucking. Where did that even come from?
I don't know. I'm so sorry.
We're talking about Glenn Campbell.
Because I was doing a country impression and it just slipped out. I'm sorry. It felt so right to say in the moment. I forgot it was a bad word. It just felt so right with the accent. I'm so sorry.
Oh, no.
I'm so sorry. Can you just cut it out? I And you just cut it all out.
We just gotta cancel ourselves. Just gotta turn it off.
Oh man. Why do we do this?
No,
I'm just kidding. It's fun. It's a lot of fun. God. Keep it all. Keep it all in. All
right.
No, actually, bleep it maybe.
No, we'll bleep that.
Okay.
I think we're gonna bleep that for sure. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I think we're getting pretty good. We're pretty good at bleeping stuff out lately.
Did you bleep the other one?
Well, yeah, I did.
Okay, but it was an actual bleep.
No.
Oh, you just cut it.
I just stealthily cut. No, yeah. Oh my! The one you're talking from before.
Yeah.
No, I stealthily cut that out.
Oh, I thought you left
You'll
it.
You'll never know where that was.
Man, but this one was so funny.
Was it?
You were laughing pretty hard. You were it was having a debilitating reaction.
It was unexpected.
And that is the secret to humor, is just...
I'm trying to do better not cutting you off when you go off. That would be a time before that I would have been like, okay, now we're going to... He's going into unknown country lyrics, period, and it's not going to be good.
Shit.
And man. I would just steer away, but now I'm like letting that go, and we got to like the whole... That's the wrong kind of...
I'm pretty ripped to the point where like everything feels like down is that way.
Yeah, if all that is makes permitted. Sense. All is permitted.
Okay,
we just don't know where it is right now.
No,
right, that's fine.
But
you
no,
did great. You know, in this truly debilitated, like a quite offensive state that he has participated in this game. He has come up 100% accurate.
Yay!
That's good taste. That's mighty amazing.
I've got good taste, everybody. You better listen to me.
You got concurrent taste with the Grammy Awards nominee and voting committee.
I feel like you're trying to downplay.
I'm just saying
taste.
What it is. I'm not downplaying it. I'm just putting exactly where it is.
If you do downplay it, then you'll have the wrath the tasteful.
It's not nothing.
Yeah. It's something. Oh, it's more than.
And I think it is the best choice. I think it's the best choice.
We both have the good taste. It's really what it comes down to. Well, we got to do another one of these and see how you do.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, and so before I was like, I don't know if I like the Grammys. Now I'm like, I think I like the Grammys. I think they have pretty good taste.
All right. Well, we'll see. We'll do another one tonight. That'll be fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Let's stop this now.
And
leave these people alone.
We'll leave you alone.
But find us on the Instagrams and the Facebooks and all that stuff. Woo-hoo! Actually, I don't think we're on the Facebook anymore.
No.
I think I deactivated the Facebook.
Good. Get off of there.
I think we're off of that.
Yeah.
So, and we're just on the Instagram, which is Facebook.
Which is, that's true. That is also
so
Facebook.
So we're still on Facebook, but we're just on the picture one.
Picture,
you know,
Facebook.
So that's somehow better.
Right.
We're doing that still. there. And then we're on the other evil
on
twin.
On Patreon. Patreon's the main one, though.
That's the main one.
Because if you go there, you get exclusive content, and you get it for the small, small price of $1. A month, folks.
What?
And you know, you can support your beloved idiots.
That's
don't
hard,
say
that's
anything
hardly
wrong.
Any dollars.
That's barely $2. That's barely less than
two. And then whatever it says we're going to give you, it's probably not true.
It's not true. We just typed words in there, so it's just a way to give us money.
It has a spot, and you have to put something
you
in
click
it, or
something.
It doesn't let it go through.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But so. we're not sending you shit.
I don't know. No, we're not organized enough to remember
we're
what,
not
what we're saying
send
at
you
any point.
Shit. You can get a t-shirt on there, and guess what? We're not going to send it.
Nope.
I'm just kidding.
Nope, that t-shirt thing, that's a game ender.
I should probably take that off. I think we talked about this last time.
We'll go into hiding if someone orders a t-shirt.
Someone orders a t-shirt, we're going to... That'll be the last day of this podcast.
If someone expects a t-shirt, you can order a t-shirt, but once it gets any pressure, then we'll just go into hiding.
Right. Delete everything. We're going to burn our belongings, and we'll be ghosts.
We'll even claim our balance on Patreon. We'll just get out.
Right. No. Just burn it all. All right, folks. Well, we love you so much.
Yep. And we'll see y'all soon.
Bye. Thank you.
Idiots Discuss the Universe is recorded in IDTU Studios, located in Portland, Oregon. All opinions and commentary has been carefully researched by the technicians and scholars of IDTU Research Academy, and therefore should be greeted with healthy skepticism and disbelief. No idiots were harmed during the making of this podcast.